mean, okay, we'll do Hilchos Melicha. Anybody here ever learned Hilchos
Oh,
Melicha?
I
Yeah.
read it
No,
at
Hilchos
Hilchos
Melicha. Salting, how to salt an animal. Okay, whatever, to salt the meat. Okay, meanwhile, let's finish with Afrashas Chal. Okay.
Is that
So,
like kosher salt?
yes, that's exactly what it is. Okay, so let's see. Mitzvah Ches, let's just finish. Mitzvah Afrashas Chala. Shayach Isha Bailas. It's Shayach to the woman who's the Bailas Abayas. All right, that's her mitzvah because of the tikkun of Chava, etc., etc., etc. Some Paiskim say that if the husband wants to peretz, if the husband wants to take off challah, he has to ask the wife permission.
Al Tidag, I ask every single time you want to do it.
You really?
Just about. I don't want to get yelled at.
Very good. Very good. So yeah, but that's what some say. It's a mitzvah that belongs, even though be'etzim, it's the husband's dough. Right, but it's a mitzvah that belongs to the wife. Same thing with halakhos neiros of Shabbos, and then of course you have all the tefillos that women daven by the hafrashas challah. But that's brought. That goes my money. It brings that you daven to have banim tzaddikim when you do hafrashas challah. Ach, imaisha ainam beveis. So let's say the woman's not home. V'yesh right before she comes, the dough is going to get ruined. Then the helper, by Adam Acher Lahafresh, or somebody else could come separated, or even the husband. And you could even do it without the das of the Balabais. Okay, test. Shokach Lahafresh Chalaber Shabbos. This question happens so often, it's unbelievable because you'd think with all the Afresh Chalaber, make sure women wouldn't forget to have to do a fresh challah. It comes up a lot. Not this particular case, but let's first do this case. Shokach la'afresh challah be'erev Shabbos. A woman forgot to be mafresh challah on Erev Shabbos. B'chutz la'aretz, meaning, and now they don't remember until Friday night. Right? So b'chutz la'aretz, eichlin b'Shabbos, you could eat the challah on Shabbos. U'menichin, what you do is you leave over one piece. And then mafrishin mimeno challah on Motzei Shabbos. Then from that piece, you separate challah on Motzei Shabbos. But on Eretz Yisrael, which is much more chomer, then it's aser. Right? Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's because it's mitzvah tullius ba'aretz. So this only works in Chutz La'aretz. And it needs to be a piece, enough of a piece that you could separate challah from it. And then you take a piece of challah, and then there's a little bit left that's going to be chulin. It has to be recognizable that there's a piece left over that's chulin. Meaning you can't just take, why not just leave over one end of the challah and say this is going to be the hafrashas truma, the hafrashas challah. No, that's not. That's not enough. You have to be able to take off the challah and have chulin left over. Right? Now, that's not such a common shiloh. But what's much more common is that they baked all the challahs and then they remember that they didn't take off challah. That the kitzur, for whatever reason, doesn't discuss. So there, the answer is, well, he discusses it. And yesterday, we discussed it a little bit. And what you do is you take all the challahs. The easiest thing is take all the challahs. And you do a tziruv sal, which he discussed. You like what you do with the matzah. You put them all into a box, or you put them all into a bag, and then that combines them all, and then you take off the challah with a bracha. That is a very common question. Okay, but then it's interesting because the bracha, many say lahafresh challah, and some say lahafresh challah min ha'isa. So if they already baked the challah, you can't say lahafresh challah min ha'isa because it's not isa anymore. Isa means from the dough, so you just have to say lahafresh challah. Like this year, so you could have a problem. Let's say the challahs for Shabbos are chametz. Right? Back in the day when people used to eat chametz on Erev Pesach Shechal Shabbos, right? So the challahs were chametz. And now, what are you doing with the? Now you're separating challah. What do you do with that challah now? You can't burn it on Shabbos. You can't burn it on Yom Tov if it's already this man. So that's yesh b'zeh mevucha gedolah. That's a big hack, as they say. Everybody, you better be very careful on Erev Shabbos. of Arabisa Shkolayos B'Shabbos to make sure you separate Chalav. Okay, that's the end of Afroshas Chalav. Simen Lamed Vav Melicha. It's quite long because back then this was a major part of people's lives. Right? First he discussed Afroshas Chalav, and now he discusses how you salt your meat. But everybody had to do it on their own. So we'll run through it. It's really not Negeah now, unless somebody wants to go into Kashrus. But Hilchos Melicha Ubay Chav Chesifim. So Aleph, Kodim Shemalchen HaSabasar, before you salt the meat, Tzrichim L'adiyah Chayse Yofa B'mayim, you have to wash it very well in water. And specifically water, not no other type of liquids. And Shayon HaS B'mayim La'erach Chatzi Shah, you have to soak it in water for around a half hour. This is before you put the salt on it. V'tzarach Shemayim Yichasu Kol HaBasar, and the water, it has to be totally submerged in the water. V'makos Sheyesh Dam Be'en Al HaBasar, and if you see actual blood, you have to scrub it with the water it's soaking in and remove that blood. And same thing with chicken. You have to rub the place where it was shechted, where obviously there's a lot of congealed blood there. Same thing inside where you see actual blood. Meaning what we're salting, we're trying to pull the blood out of the meat. That's blood that you don't see. Blood that you see has to be manually removed. Sometimes it has like what we call a black and blue mark, right? So you have an accumulation of blood. So there you have to cut it out. You have to remove that blood clot, I guess let's call it, before you soak it. If the water is very, very cold, then you should warm up the water a little bit. Right? And remove the cold. Before you soak the meat in it. Because of the cold water, the meat gets rough. What's it called? The word? Not tender. The opposite. What's it called? Tough, I guess. Then the blood is not going to be excreted through the salting. But let's say you forgot and you soaked the water, you soaked the chicken or the meat in water. Now, the problem is that that's called kovashus kamavushal. We look at that's it's essentially considered treif meat. When you soak something in water for 24 hours, as if it was cooked. And now you just cook the meat without salting it. So habasar v'gama kli asurim, both the meat and the utensils also. The kovach inish v'mayim eslayis, but liver that was soaked in water for 24 hours, yasa she'elas chacham, then you have to ask a she'elas chacham, because liver is a whole different, liver is really one big thing of blood. But we'll hopefully get to that. Gimel be'erev Shabbos she'ein lo pnai, on erev Shabbos you have no time. Abinin achas she'ashod dechuka, or any other time where you're in a rush. Da'ei l'shav shefetev is a basar b'mayim. It's enough to just rub the water, the meat with water. Be'yishra ach ma'at b'mayim, and then just soak a little bit of the meat in water. Meaning you just have to rinse it off. You don't have to soak it. U'kasheinat demumis b'mayim yichayel l'mleches, and when you see that the water is not red, then you know that there's no blood ban, and then it's ready for salt. Dalit im la'achar ashriya chatu chaticha achas l'shtayim. If after you soaked it in the water, you cut it into two pieces, tzrichon l'adiach heitev makam ha'chatach, then you have to wash off the part you cut. Ne'adam she'yeshen shem, because of the blood that accumulates over there. Hey, basar she'nikrash machmas ha'kor. Let's say you had basar that congealed because of the cold, tzrichon l'ashkiach. You have to be careful that melts. But don't put it next to an oven that's going to heat it up. You can put it into warm water. The kli that's meant to soak the meat, you're not supposed to use it for any other food. Now, that's why they had special I don't know if anybody here is old enough to remember anything like that, like a grandmother using special things, special utensils for salting. Zayin, la'achar shenishu abasar. Now, after you already soaked the meat, tzrichin lahatif imenu ha'mayim, kadei shelo yimas ha'melach min ha'mayim. What you have to do is you have to shake it off. You have to shake off all the water, because what's going to happen when salt hits water? It melts the salt. And then the salt will no longer pull out the blood. So you have to dry it off. The other problem is that if you dry the meat too much, then the salt is just going to fall off. So you have to know exactly how much moisture should be on the outside of the meat and how much should not. Which, if I don't know if this is going to scare anybody from eating meat or chicken, because you see how this is just the salting and how technical it is. The salt shouldn't be so thin like flour. Because then it melts right away on the basar. It's not going to pull out the dam. And it shouldn't be too thick. It's going to fall off the meat. It's like cooking, it's like table salt. But it's got to be more than that. But something like that. And it should be dry, that it spreads out easily. Fine. Test. And you have to spread out the salt on the meat on all sides. Every part of the meat has to be soaked. And what has to be salted. Chicken, you have to open them up well, because you're supposed to be salted on both sides. Yod, the meat that you're salting, you have to put it in a place where the blood has a place, has a way to not run away. I guess that's a literal trend, but to run off, right? So l'chein lo yamed es asal im abasar al gabi karka. The basket with the meat in it, you shouldn't put it on the ground. Ki lo yuchal adam loz of hetev, because then it can't flow away. Vilu l'achas shekvar shoa abasar milcha shir melicha kodem adocha, and even after the shir melicha, before you rinse off the salt, lo yitnei b'makam she'en adam yachal loz of hetev. Don't put it in a place where the blood can't flow away. And when you do the melich on top of a board, the board has to be on a slant so that the blood flows well. And you shouldn't have any holes in the, meaning hole. If a hole went through and through, that would be fine, because then the blood has a way to go out. We're talking about where it has a cavity where the blood can accumulate there, that you can't do. And if somebody who salts birds, I dive in shalom, sheyesh la teich, who base kibble, or an entire wall, meaning an entire side of beef, I think that's what they call it, which has insides and openings. Tzarech lafich et sad achol lamata, then you have to make the opening, turn it towards the bottom, de sheyuchal adam, laws of hate, so that the blood can flow properly. Okay, that's what we get up to, right? Anyways, that is your basic primer.
Yes.
Of Hilchas Melicha. Maybe we should take a trip to a slaughterhouse and check it out to see how exactly it goes. It's actually pretty interesting. I'm sure on YouTube they got plenty of videos on this. Okay. Everybody should have a fine night. And Surah Tavis.